Welcome to We Need to Talk, conversations on wellness to inspire, relate and enlighten with Coast FM's Feel Good Breakfast host, Tony Street.
Hello there, welcome to We Need to Talk and our beauty series. Today we're talking edible beauty. Now we were told as kids that beauty comes from the inside and most of us probably took that as if you're kind and caring and you have a beautiful heart and soul that will shine through onto the outside. Fast forward to today and inner beauty has a slight more literal meaning. What you put into your body is reflected on the outside. For the beauty chef founder, Carla Oates, that's where beauty starts. Her products work on improving the gut and skin microbiome. Products that are so successful, they're now sold at Mecca, Sephora and David Jones. And it all started from trying to find a better way of dealing with allergies and eczema. It is so lovely to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
I must say, what first caught my eye was this notion of trying to heal your daughter's eczema from your kitchen at home. Tell us about that experience and why you were so motivated.
Well, I had had eczema as a child and teenager and really quite severely. And my mum took me to see a naturopath because I tried everything and nothing worked. I had cortisone creams and it helped for a little while, but it just got rid of some of the pain. And so she took me to a naturopath and the naturopath did a whole lot of blood tests and found that I was allergic to dairy and gluten, had gluten intolerance. So she changed my diet dramatically. So I had firsthand experience at that age by changing my diet, the incredible connection between what we eat, food, our digestive system, our skin health and overall well-being. And so I, you know, fast forward years later, I was working as a journalist in the beauty industry and I was exposed to lots of mass market skincare and I decided to quit the newspaper that I was working for because I didn't believe in really encouraging women and men. I was getting letters from everybody around Australia saying, what do you think I should be taking for my acne, my rosacea, my psoriasis? And I looked at all of these ingredients and I thought there's nothing nourishing here. And I knew that looking after your skin was an inside out job. And so I quit the newspaper and I engaged in trying to educate people how to look after their skin more holistically and how can I help change that paradigm in the beauty industry. So I wrote a book for Penguin called Feeding Your Skin. I became the ambassador for the Biological Farmers of Australia for 15 years, the editor, the beauty editor for Wellbeing magazine. And so my career was really, you know, heading in more of a very holistic direction. And then my daughter, when she was 10, she's 26 now, she also suffered from eczema and allergies. And so I knew from my experience that I had to start looking at her diet. And when kids get to a certain age, so when they're little, you can have more control over what they eat. Mm-hmm. And then when she got to about 10 and she's going to friends' houses and she's starting to have a bit of pocket money and buying her own things at the canteen, and suddenly she started getting these eczema flare-ups and allergies. And so I eliminated certain foods from her diet, well, tried to encourage her not to be eating those foods, you know, sugary foods at school and processed foods. And I'd done this research that looked at the connection between certain types of gut bacteria and allergies and eczema. So I put my whole family on a gut healing protocol, and that included not just eliminating certain foods from our diet like gluten and dairy, but introducing lacto-fermented, probiotic-rich, like time-honoured ferments, sauerkraut, coconut kefir, kombucha. And I noticed such a big difference in her skin. So her skin cleared up. She had more focus at school. Her allergies were better. Her eczema was better. Then I started consuming a lot of these fermented ingredients or foods. And my friends started saying, your skin's glowing. Your skin looks amazing. What are you doing? And I said, I'm literally eating more of these lacto-fermented probiotic-rich foods. So I gave them to friends and family. My kitchen was like a laboratory.
How did you know where to start with all of that? Like if I thought, I'll delve into that area, I just think I wouldn't know. Had you had previous knowledge or how did you start it all?
So I guess I knew about fermentation and I was working for a foundation called the Mind Foundation doing their PR, and they were all about gut health for mental health. It's an amazing organisation and not-for-profit and helps so many families with kids on the spectrum, like changing their diet with a whole lot of different types of therapies, a very holistic approach to helping kids with autism. And so that's when I first learnt about gut health and fermented foods. And then I stumbled across that research. So it was all sort of happened, you know, at the same time. And And so fermentation for me, I was familiar with it. Then I started fermenting. I mean, it's quite easy. It's scary when you first start to ferment because you worry about what happens if bad bacteria, you know, there's a growth of bad bacteria. But actually when you start fermenting, you realize if you do it properly, it's very easy. And if there is bad bacteria growth, you can see it, but it's an anaerobic fermentation. So as long as the food is covered in brine, you're fine. It's really easy. It's so simple. It's such a wonderful way to get the nutrition into your body. And when you ferment, the nutrition is enhanced. It makes the food more supercharged and creates a broad spectrum probiotic as well as postbiotic. So it was a little bit daunting. I knew about fermentation. I'd been around it a little bit with the work that I was doing with this foundation. And so, and then it became like second nature. I just was fermenting all the time and all different ingredients and all different ferments. The kids, my daughter occasionally would be like, you know, the kimchi, which is chili at 10 years of age. She's like, I stopped there. But she enjoyed them. Like coconut kefir is delicious. Doing berry kombucha is delicious. And so I knew I was onto something when I started sharing all of these ferments with friends and families. Neighbours were like knocking on the door saying, can I have a bit more of your bacteria? I'm feeling great. And people found that their tummies felt better. They were more regular. Skin was better. I had more energy. And so I launched Glow Inner Beauty Powder in 2009.
So I just want to go back to the eczema for a second.
Yeah.
We know now, and I feel like I learned this the hard way. I'm an eczema sufferer as well. And I feel like I tried every topical cream out there.
Yeah.
And like you said, steroids would work for a small period of time. Do you think any external creams can help with eczema, or do you think you have to sort of fix the cause internally?
I'm such a big believer that starts from within. So, you know, there's more and more research that shows that where there's gut inflammation, there's going to be skin inflammation. And most skin issues, from acne to rosacea to autoimmune skin issues like eczema and psoriasis, are fueled by inflammation. And that starts in the gut. Absolutely, topical skincare creams are going to help alleviate some of the discomfort and do have healing properties, the right ones. And they can bring you some relief. But from my experience and from a whole community of people that I know now in the health world and also our customers, you really need to look at what's going on and get to the core issue.
Yeah, I would agree with that, having gone through my own journey as well.
You're listening to We Need to Talk, Conversations on Wellness with Coast FM's breakfast host, Tony Street.
So Glow Beauty was started and it's really expanded. So how did you begin and how did you end up working out what products were going to work where?
So it was when I started, I launched the product and I launched it basically to myself and a room full of people. And they looked at me and they went, this is so weird. What is this? And I said, well, it's a product that looks after your gut and your nutrition and feeds your skin from the inside out. And so at that time, there was no ingestible beauty category. So we really pioneered it. So I think people getting their heads around the idea that you consume something for beauty was number one, really quite out there. And then the most left of field thing was what, it's full of bacteria. How does bacteria help your skin? Isn't bacteria bad? It's like, no, it's great bacteria. It's beneficial bacteria. It's going to really, you know, nurture your gut health for your skin health. And so I started with $3,000. I had a desk in my bedroom that I started working on. The product I was working for magazines part-time, writing about natural health. And so I started on the side. And it really took a long time to educate people around the benefits, but I got a following because it worked. So people would tell their neighbours, their aunties, their uncles, who would tell their nephews and their nieces, and the word got out. And then I was approached by Home Shopping TV actually, and I thought, this is brilliant. There's no wellness category. Actually, the buyer from Farmers in New Zealand called me and she said, I've seen your product in Vogue Australia, because Vogue did a story on me and the glow powder. And she said, I love it. I've been taking it. Everyone's saying my skin's glowing. It's so frustrating, Carla. I want to put it into Farmers, but there's no category.
No.
There's no shelves to put it on. So for me, it was word of mouth. I had a good little business online from people who'd tried the product and said it was amazing and then told other people. And then I had TVSN, which is Home Shopping in Australia. They heard about it and they approached me. They're always looking for something that's innovative and new. And they said, we've heard about your magic purple powder. Would you sell it on TV? And I was like, great. It's a platform that I get to educate people for an hour about the product. And it's a very educational product because I had to talk about gut health and the connection between gut health and skin health, and had to talk about the fermentation and the beneficial bacteria and all the nutrients that help to help your skin from within.
How does the purple powder work?
So the purple powder, it's magic, by magic. So it's fermented. So we have a state-of-the-art fermentation plant that we built, run by leading microbiologists. And that's what I love as well. You know, something like fermented foods has been embraced by many cultures for hundreds and thousands of years for preservation, but also for health benefits. Naturopaths have always known the absolute benefits of gut health, and that everything starts in the gut. And so I think in terms of the scientists and the microbiologists we work with, what I love is that they've come around too, and they're obsessed with fermentation, because when they look at what fermentation does, fermentation not only makes whole food ingredients more bioactive, so it breaks them down to have more nutritional value. It also helps to neutralize anti-nutrients. So like, you know, when you eat chickpeas and you might get a bit windy in the tummy, mm-hmm. like because of the phytic acid, it neutralizes phytic acid. And then it creates a broad spectrum probiotic and postbiotic. So that's our bioactive base that we make in our state-of-the-art fermentation plant. Then we add nutrients like zinc, B vitamins, provitamin A, vitamin C, all evidence-based that we know are really important for skin structure and function, for skin immunity, for energy metabolism, for skin structure and function. So we've got this bioactive base that helps gut health, which then helps the skin, because where there's gut inflammation, there's going to be skin inflammation. Then we've got a whole lot of nutrients that we know are so important for skin health, hair health, nail health. And then we add evidence-based herbs. So we've got these really complex, efficacious formulas that we are getting amazing results. With Glow Powder, we've helped over 1 million people with their gut health and their skin health.
So essentially, we don't need to ferment our food because you're doing all the hard work.
That's right.
And putting it into a product, right? For someone like me that goes, oh, I'm not going to ferment my own food. Yeah. Sounds amazing. But in reality, I'd probably buy all the ingredients and then never get around to doing it.
I know a lot of friends and customers have bought the fermentation jars. And I'll go over there, I'm like, they're still sitting in your cupboard.
It's probably because they've got your products. They don't need to
anymore.
That's
right. And our products are fermented, but they are so much more. We do add those evidence-based herbs, evidence-based nutrients. And we also have some of our own evidence-based probiotics that we also add that we've done a lot of studies on, which are called our gutsy strains. And we've been studying them for those 3-4 years. And we put them in different products for their benefits for skin health, digestive health and immune health.
We need to talk health, well-being and a better lifestyle with Coast FM's breakfast host, Tony Street.
Why do you think it is, and I'm sure you've done a lot of research on this, that people have such poor gut health? Mm. It seems to be a bit of an epidemic.
It is.
Why?
Because modern day life is not kind to our gut. So, you know, our gut, it gets irritation, the gut lining, which causes the inflammation if there's leaky gut and an irritated gut lining. Processed foods, sugar. So sugar feeds pathogenic bacteria that causes dysbiosis in our gut. Alcohol, cigarettes, all the things, medications, but it's also not just dietary factors, but also lifestyle factors. Like preclinical trials show that, lack of sleep can disrupt your body's ability to maintain a healthy gut microbiome. Stress compromises your gut health. There's studies that show that meditation can help heal the lining of the gut. So it's a combination of modern diet, diets and also lifestyle factors.
Okay. So how does this fit into daily vitamins? Is this instead of, on top of? Because there'll be people out there that go, well, I might be taking, I don't know, their zinc or their vitamin E, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is this on top of?
So it is on top of, and it really depends on the individual. It's very hard to say. Like some people might take vitamin D supplement because they're really deficient in vitamin D. So I always say to people that they should get their bloods tested to see where they're really low. Ours, what I love about Glow, for example, is it's a broad spectrum probiotic. So you're not just giving one type of probiotic, which is like, you know, trillions of CFUs of one strain. We know, and all of the studies show, that microbial diversity, having lots of different bacteria and probiotics, is what is linked to good gut health and overall wellness and well-being. So that's why we're very interested in broad spectrum probiotics. All the nutrients that we add in levels that are, so in Glow, for example, you're getting, you know, 50% of the RDI of zinc, you're getting 25% of all your B vitamins, you're getting 200% of vitamin C. So it is also, it's looking after your gut. It's your pre, it's your pro, it's your postbiotic, and it is like a multivitamin as well. And I really look at vitamins like zinc that I think a lot of people are deficient in. Mm. And we've got lots of trace minerals in our product because our soils are so depleted that from over-farming, a lot of people are not getting minerals, and minerals are so important. They're like the poor cousins of vitamins that people forget about. But most disease will start potentially with a deficiency in a mineral. And so we put the trace minerals in there. I love zinc. Zinc's in quite a lot of our products, but we make sure that you're not overdoing it in terms of the synergy of different products. So we very much look after our customers. So Glow or Glow Ages are like your kind of multivitamin, multiprobiotic. But if you do have a deficiency in something, then it's you know, important to make sure that you're getting your, say, your vitamin D. If you've got a, in Glow Ageless, we do have vitamin D at around 10% of the recommended daily intake. But if you're really deficient, you'd need to take an extra.
Okay.
Vitamin D supplement.
Let's talk about collagen, because I feel like collagen, certainly here in New Zealand, it was a massive buzzword, possibly more than even gut health at one point. Mm. Where do you sit on that, and how does that compare to what you do? I mean, I know you've probably got collagen in your products as well.
Yes. Yeah.
Is it the magical cure for our skin?
Well, I love collagen for a couple of reasons. So collagen is also really good for your gut health. So the amino acids that are found in an animal-based collagen, whether it's marine or bovine, is rich in amino acids that help heal the lining of the gut. It's like chicken soup. I always say when people have gut issues, make a really amazing bone broth, like chicken broth, bone broth, and have it every single day because it has those amino acids that heal the lining of the gut. And it's really anti-inflammatory. And of course, collagen is not just the predominant protein found in our skin. It's also found in our bones, our ligaments, and our joints. So for overall health, it's really important that we look after our collagen. And from the age of 25, it starts to decline. And then we lose within 5 years of menopause, which is really unfair. We lose 30% of our collagen. Mm. But the good news is that you can replenish your collagen by taking collagen, hydrolyzed marine collagen peptides or bovine peptides. So the research is there, starting from about 2.6 grams of collagen a day to around 15 grams. That's where the science is. So at The Beauty Chef, we have a bio-fermented probiotic collagen boost. Now that doesn't have collagen in it. It's for the vegans. So it actually has trace minerals and nutrients that help our bodies make our own collagen and help to protect collagen from degradation. And then we have the marine collagen peptides that helps to replenish collagen in the skin. And our marine collagen peptides, I think, are the most bioactive in the world because we also put in an enzyme and a probiotic that helps break down those amino acids so your body can uptake that collagen more readily. Also, we are very big on sustainability. So ours is completely sustainable. We are certified by MSC, which is the Marine Stewardship Council, and that traceability is so important to me. But not only the traceability and the environmental, respect that we as a brand have in terms of when we source our ingredients, but also in a lot of those marine collagen powders, where is that marine collagen being sourced? Mm. So a lot of them are showing they've got high levels of heavy metals. So because ours comes from wild caught North Atlantic cod in the clean waters, we have tested every single batch and levels of heavy metals are negligible. So I'm so proud of that. It's environmentally friendly, it's human friendly, and it's super bioactive.
Yeah. I love your story for the health side of things. And it was initially the eczema story that grabbed me. But this is also a wonderful business story. And, for people in New Zealand to be able to go to places like Mecca and buy these products. Mm. At what stage did you get to that point with the business where you were able to have your products in these stores like David Jones, Mecca?
It took a while because it took a while for the ingestible space to take off. So I started on home shopping and then I had my own e-com business. I was working from home and I was even answering the calls for the TVSN customer and they're like, oh my, am I talking to Carla? And I'm like,
it's you.
I'm a one-woman band.
What great service.
And then, you know, and I loved that because I would talk to women for like 2 hours about their health issues and having that connection to the customer, I actually really, really enjoyed. And that sort of just started to grow. And then I started getting calls from Selfridges and Goop and lots of, you know, big department stores at amazing places like Sephora in the US. And from there, they were like, you were the pioneer. We want your brand. We're actually starting a wellness category in our stores. And so that was a pretty amazing moment. Like I didn't ever, I thought what I was doing was very niche. I've always had an unwavering passion and vision for what I wanted to do and create. And so, and even when the naysayers were like, it's so weird and left of field, what do you mean take a powder for your skin and your gut health? I'm like, no, I've seen it. I believe it. And I think this is the way of the future for skincare and beauty and wellness. And so so it's been such an incredible journey. But it's sometimes a pinch me moment of, wow, like my products are on the shelves of David Jones and Selfridges. They were so niche. And I love that wellness has gone into the mainstream and that women have thought about, you know, having a glow and kale and coconut chia seed smoothie before they've even put their, you know, moisturizer or makeup on in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, well, Carla, I'm sure you can't take those one-on-one phone calls anymore because
it's
so popular.
Well, you know, I actually love, we did an event today with our retail partners and I actually love the grassroots. I do less of it, but I love connecting with our customers.
Yeah. And I can see that passion. So congratulations.
Yeah.
And from someone like me who's got an autoimmune condition, didn't know much in this space, it's so wonderful to know that there's someone that has done all the hard work for you and then you can just tap in at the end and get all of the benefits. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. My pleasure.
We Need to Talk with Tony Street. To get in touch, email weneedtotalk@coastonline.co.nz. If you enjoyed this podcast, click to share with family or friends. Catch more from Tony Street, Jace Reeves and Sam Wallace. Listen 5 till 9 weekday mornings on Coast FM or check out the Daily Breakfast Catch-Up podcast right here.